morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Thursday, June 29th, 2023. It is about 7:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. Pardon me. I just ate breakfast. Pardon me. And that means it's about 4:57 a.m. Pacific Time and about 3 minutes before 2 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show we discuss sports investing through sports wagering and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. And you did on, what was that, Saturday, the last day we came out, Sunday, we were 2-1. The one we lost, I believe, was the Texas Rangers. No, it was Toronto. We had them to beat, like, Detroit or Kansas City, one of the worst teams in the AL, and they ended up losing to them. And then the two we won, we had Trout. We had Trout with extra bases in Colorado. And he did that. He had a home run. And we also had someone else with extra bases. But I forget. There wasn't extra bases. It was a win. But hey, we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three for us today. A couple afternoon tilts. But before I go, before I start, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two birthdays this week. Well, one was Monday. My sister, one of my older sisters. Hers was Monday. Karen. Then my another older sister. I got four older sisters. Then the second oldest, she's even older than the other one, her birthday is today, Dora. So yeah, happy birthdays to my sisters. Hope y'all have a good one. All right, maybe if you're listening, you can go get a bag. But yeah, I digress. Let's get into the action today, because we got some 2 p.m. games. Okay, starting at 2 p.m., we got Detroit at Texas. 2 p.m. start. Looks like it's probably a getaway day. Reese Olsen of Detroit, 1-2, 4.74 ERA, 1.05 whip. That's pretty good, a 1.05 whip. But he's going against John Gray of Texas, who is 6-3 with a 2.89 ERA, 1.05 whip. I mean, Texas is out there. They be out there banging. They be knocking. They can hit. And they got good pitching this year. I just don't. Texas is just one of those teams I just don't ever see to win a World Series. But then again, Denver won an NBA title. So, you know, anything can happen. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take Texas -2.5. It's like -130. Okay. -2.5. Texas -130. All right. Then we also at 2:10 p.m., we've got Cleveland at Kansas City. Okay, a couple veteran pitchers. Sugar Shane Bieber. We haven't had him on the show in a while since he got hurt last year. We used to always take his strikeout props, or most, you know, take a lot of his strikeout props. But Sugar Shane Bieber, he's 5-5 with a 3.69 ERA, 1.23 whip. He's going against Zach Greinke of Kansas City, 1-8 with a 5.31 ERA, 1.23 whip. I mean, Greinke, I got to be honest, Greinke kind of fell off before we even started the show. I mean, this is we're going into our sixth year in August, and I think Greinke was already kind of falling off by then. Might have took him a few times. Might have, you know, because he was decent for a while, but he was pretty much on the slide then when we started. So, and ain't nothing changed. We're going to take Cleveland, because here they come. Here they come. I told you Tito would get those guys together. Here they come. Okay, we got Cleveland on the money line at minus 166, so we're going to add a half a unit to that to make up a little bit of money. All right, Cleveland minus 166. Okay, and adding half a unit, 1.5 units, all right? And then at 8:40 p.m., we got the Los Angeles Dodgers out there in Coors to take on the Rockies. Okay, Emmett Sheehan of the Dodgers, one start, 1-0, 1.5 ERA, 0.58 whip. You know, kid had an outstanding start his first time through. And he's going against the Rockies is Chase Anderson, who was 0-2. With a 5.79 ERA, 1.45 whip. You know, I don't know what the hell it is with that. Lakers. The Dodgers cannot beat the Rockies for some reason. I don't know what it is. They struggle with them all year. But I don't think that's going to happen today. Okay? I think Mr. Anderson is going to probably serve up about four or five good ones in the first two, three innings. All right? So we're going to take the Dodgers -1.5 for -134 odds, all right? -134 odds. So let's recap, okay? 2:05 p.m. Eastern. Got Detroit at Texas. We're going to take Texas -2.5 for -130 odds. 2:10 p.m. Eastern. We got Cleveland at Kansas City. We're going to take Sugar Shane Bieber in Cleveland on the money line. For -166, we're going to add a half a unit to that. Okay, so it's going to be for 1.5 total units. And then lastly, 8:40 p.m., got the Dodgers at Colorado. We're going to take the Dodgers -1.5 for -134 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's game to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments. But most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Content usually goes up there on the weekends once the football season starts, but every now and then I talk a little greasy. I haven't talked, you know, slick and greasy in a while on there. I don't know, but definitely the football previews will be out less than 60 days, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, folks. But until then, everybody, be well. And happy birthday to my sisters, Karen and Dora. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, everybody, be well. Peace.